saying is this process is too rushed. If we only had more time. We didn't set the process. That was determined by the court. They put this super expedited timeline together and said you must act by these dates. It wasn't us. If you'll notice, we've actually filed multiple motions with the court saying this timeline is too fast. We want to have more ability for input. I didn't see your briefs saying you disagree with the court's timeline. In fact, you've gone the opposite, saying we got to hurry it up, except right now when you have the chance to actually vote for what you say. That's the hypocrisy of the people on that side. We have a chance today to adopt a map drawn by a Democrat governor, passed by a Republican legislature, that guarantees competitive districts. That is a win for Wisconsin, but only if both sides are willing to do it. Republicans, stand here today. We are going to put our votes where our rhetoric is. We are going to vote yes for these maps, even though we think other ones are better, because we accept the fact that perfection is never what this body is about. Getting 99% of what you want in the minority should be a reason for celebration. But I bet today we are going to see the extreme partisanship offered by my colleagues on the left because they can't take yes for an answer. Well, luckily, you have a Republican legislature that is willing to lead. And you're going to see today by the votes of the people on our side of the aisle that they are willing to let Governor Evers' maps be the law of the land as long as he signs them when they get to his desk later today.
The question is, shall Senate Substitute Amendment 1 be concurred in? Representative from the 55th.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, here I am rising again to tell you about my maiden speech during the budget, where I said very specifically, do not forget where you came from. Well, these maps today, they intentionally drew me where I came from, drew me right out of it, Mr. Speaker. So much so, it's 15 feet from where I'm from. If you were to take the end of this row and go all the way across to the start of this row, that's how far 15 feet is. You know, it's not an easy choice. It never has been an easy choice. But it is what is best for our community, our communities, to represent and go back to the people that brought you here. The people that you said you were coming down here to represent. I grew up in this district. Nina, I am a graduate of Nina High School, K through 12 system, went through the entire thing. I know everyone, absolutely everyone, business owners, local leaders, you know, colleagues that I even graduated with. These are the people who I vowed to represent, and they want me to come back. And so I am going to do everything in my power, no matter what the vote is today, to represent those people. So today, Mr. Speaker, the vote is green.
Representative from the 84th.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I can't tell you what a great honor it was for me to have been elected representative of the 84th District. It was sort of a new lease on my political life. I came here with a deep spirit and willingness to get things done and to work, I might add, in a bipartisan manner. I'm very proud of our many accomplishments on a bipartisan nature, from our shared revenue to our plan and the wonderful things that we were able to move forward from Milwaukee, much needed, long overdue. I'm proud of a legislation that was bipartisan regarding the crisis of reckless driving in Milwaukee. I'm proud of the driver's education bill, another bipartisan piece of legislation. And I thank the governor for signing those bills. My interest in coming here was to get things done as much as possible. That's why I can't tell you how disappointed I am in the apparent gerrymandering of me out of a district that I have represented for a short time, but I will say this, Mr. Speaker, a district that I know and have built relations, some of them for decades, relations with the local representatives, relationships with a lot of people that help make a difference. Now, all right, yes, I'm disappointed, but I'm not defeated. I'm gonna run, if I have to, in Timbuktu, I will move to run in the district to represent the people who chose me to be their representative. I intend on doing that, but I can't tell you in all sincerity how disappointed I am. Also, another point I'd like to make, Mr. Speaker, from the beginning, I felt I was a good addition to the Republican caucus because the reality is there aren't too many Milwaukeeans sitting in that caucus. And I thought the things that perhaps I was able to bring to the table are important to that caucus. Well, I intend on giving it the biggest fight of my life. And I'm going to support this bill, but if I have to move, you better believe I'm going to be calling all of you in the spirit of bipartisanship to help Bob Donovan move. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The question is, shall Senate Substitute Amendment 1 be concurred in? Representative from the 27th.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Why am I here? I'm here because I love my community. I'm here because the people in that community sent me here. They sent me here to represent them. But under a map that looks very strange, coming out of Manitowoc down just far enough to pick up my house, I got cut out. And I accept that to a point, but should my constituents have to accept that? This is a community that I have served for over 25 years of my life in the business field. I've made some friends, I made some enemies, but I can tell you that oftentimes those enemies became friends because even when there were hard deals involved in something or hard feelings, I went out of my way to continue to talk to them, to be a part of their lives, just like I wanted to do for the constituents when I decided to run for this office. I understand there's a lot of hard feelings when it comes to maps, but when we have to hear that it's about fair maps, and you look at these minor changes, less than 2,400 feet would be my change to allow me to continue to serve those same people that I have built 25 plus years of relationships with. All I ask is that our governor truly looks at this and understands I'm not giving up on those people. I'm here to represent, and I'm not going anywhere. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative from the 25th for an introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to introduce two friends that are here from the Manitowoc area. We have Terry Stevenson. He is the Vice President of Seehafer Broadcasting, and he's on the Board of Directors for Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, and he is probably gonna be seeing you in a couple of your offices. Broadcasters will be all around. And also Genesis Wilda, she's a salesperson for the Seehafer Broadcasting. Just please give them a warm round of welcome.
The question is, shall Senate Substitute Amendment 1 be concurred in? Representative from the 88th.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I too have proudly represented, ladies and gentlemen, from the 88th District for the last 10 years, and prior to that was my predecessors for as long back as I can remember, also represented the folks from the 88th District. That is home to me. My family grew up in the Green Bay area.